Silver Quicken Quest Club, Volume 2302, The Deception. Wyatt lands hard on the forest floor. As he scrambles to his feet, he sees Oliver dusting himself off at the foot of a massive oak tree while Sophia untangles herself from a vine. His teammates look stunned.
Oh, that was wild!
Oliver shouts, laughing nervously. Moments earlier, the three of them had been yanked into the forest by what felt like a fierce gust of wind.
Welp, Sophia says, looking shaken. I guess we're here now. We may as well look for the next clue.
Wyatt scans the forest. The last clue literally fell into their lap from the pages of a library book. Nothing about the dark tangle of trees around them looks that easy.
Maybe it's under a rock, Sophia suggests.
She scours the ground, lifting one rock at a time. Oliver hurries to help her, but Wyatt stays put. He feels a pang of envy as he watches the two of them work as a team. He's still unsure whether they should be even looking for clues here. He can't shake the nagging feeling they've overlooked something important. Mentor Zhu's first clue mentioned a line number, but they never used it. Out of habit, he pulls three balls from his pocket and begins to juggle. It helps him think. Earlier that day, Sophia made it clear that the juggling distracts her, but he figures she's far enough away that she won't notice. As Wyatt tosses the balls in the air, his eyes drift absent-mindedly across the branches and leaves. That's when he sees them. Brightly colored birds sitting atop the tree limbs. Their cold, beady eyes unnerve him. When he looks closer, he notices something else. The birds are blinking strangely, almost in a sequence.
Sophia, Oliver, come check this out, he calls.
Sophia grumbles. Maybe his juggling annoyed her after all. But a moment later, the two of them stand next to him examining the birds.
Oh, weird, Oliver whispers. He seems a little spooked by them, too. What are they doing with their eyes?
I think it's some kind of puzzle, Sophia exclaims.
I don't know, Wyatt says. I'm not sure if we should trust them. They feel like some kind of omen. Do you hear the way they're chirping? It sounds so unnatural. Almost human.
It does. Maybe it's from the Imperatum Regi, Oliver says with a sly smile.
Wyatt laughs nervously. The birds are strange, but surely they're not agents from Silver Quicken's arch enemy. Right? But Sophia brushes him off. She sits down on the ground, pulls out her notebook, and begins scratching notes in it as she stares at the birds. Stop. Open puzzle packet number 1. Proceed after solving the puzzle.